NPR commentator Bebe Moore Campbell has a new book coming out. What You Owe Me is about friendship, betrayal, and vengeance. It begins with the friendship of two women.
Hosanna and Gilda meet in 1948 when Gilda, a Holocaust survivor, winds up working as a maid in the same hotel where Hosanna, a black woman from the South, is working. And Gilda integrates the workforce of black maids. And she and Hosanna are drawn together, and they forge a friendship that leads to a business partnership. And the story centers around how the betrayal of that business partnership reverberates within their lives and then the lives of their children and even the lives of their children's children. So it's a story that is intergenerational in scope. It begins in 1948, but most of the action and most of the book takes place in contemporary Los Angeles.
They did form, as you said, a small business of their own. It had to do with cosmetics.
Sure did. Gilda's family were cosmetics manufacturers in Poland. And all of that was taken away from them when World War II broke out and with the rise of Hitler. But she kept in her head one of the formulas, and that formula is the basis for the business partnership. It's what they manufacture. And what Hosanna has is this ambition. In a way, they're both immigrants together. Hosanna's an immigrant from Texas, as were the masses of black people of that era moving to Los Angeles or to New York or Philadelphia or Chicago. And what she's seen with a very entrepreneurial eye is that you've got this whole market full of young black women who've left sharecropping behind and now are having factory jobs or maybe even halfway decent domestic jobs in private families, but they've got a little extra money and they want to look pretty. And there's nothing really out there that's manufactured to help them do that. So her thought is, you know how to make cosmetics. I know who to sell them to. Let's get together.
What about this whole concept of beauty and how we view it in America?
One of the things that's an undercurrent of the book, because the beauty industry is there, is the issue of what I call outsider beauty. The beauty of a black woman, the beauty of a Jewish woman, the beauty of Semitic features, and the beauty of African features, and how once the two immigrant groups, the African Americans and the Jews, came to America, the women in particular had a struggle with the way they looked because they didn't fit into the standard that had already been established in this country as to who was beautiful. And so that backdrop of the cosmetic industry really symbolizes their struggle for self-acceptance and then acceptance by the mainstream population that indeed they are beautiful women.
Of course, this story is told from the viewpoint of Hosanna, at least early on, and she's no longer alive, but she passes along her quest for vengeance to her two daughters, Matrice and Vonette, but particularly to Matrice. And I was just wondering if you could read just a bit of that.
Well, the first 100 pages are told in the first-person voice of Hosanna in the past, and then it becomes a contemporary novel later. But this is after she's set up all of this, what's gone on, and how she and Gilda came to a parting of the ways. She then hands the story over, and so she says, I pass them on, the debts, the hatred, my rage, and all my fervent desires. As I lay writhing on my bed that last night, I could see Vonette crying as she stood by the door. But my baby girl's hand was the one I clasped. Matrice is the responsible one. I pressed her flesh, tried to whisper, but I couldn't speak. It is hard work to cross over, but it didn't matter. She knew. Sometimes it takes more than one generation to complete a story. The rest of the tale is for my girls to tell. I hum my song, and if I don't know all the words, at least I can feel the meaning. Closure is what I'm seeking. Death ain't nothing but another opportunity.
And she sticks around to see what happens.
Yeah, she's there in spirit form. And so when she says death ain't nothing but another opportunity, what she means is that death gives her another vantage point, another perspective on her own struggle and on what's happening with her daughters and their children.
Commentator Bebe Moore Campbell